Pocket Podcast. Yay! I'm super excited today. I'm super excited to be back recording. Audio visual, yeah? I'm super excited to be back on YouTube. Guys, if you're watching, if you just clicked on this video, kindly subscribe because this is a podcast that is sort of, I think. But I'm super excited. You know why I'm excited? I'm super excited, one, because I'm doing something exciting, something that I've never done before. But you know, if you follow me on IG, if you follow Unspoken Podcast on IG, you already know what's up. You already know what's up. So introducing the very first Podmas. Yo! So super excited for that. So Podmas, let me give you a brief info. So you know how YouTubers, vloggers have Vlogmas, where they record videos each day of December, like they vlog each day of December. So as podcasters, we are introducing Podmas, where we record audio episodes each day of the month, December, until Christmas. Yo, how exciting is that? I'm super excited. A shout out to all those who made this possible. Podmas, the idea was so nice. Shout out to Queen. Let me see her name. Queen Rafi. Yeah, there's Queen Rafi and the Witty Nigerian. Shout out to you guys. So super excited for Podmas. And this is Podmas episode 1. So happy new month, by the way. Happy new month, you guys. I hope your month is soft on you. I hope your December is December-ing, because this is that month of the year. This is the most... Who doesn't like December? Who? No one doesn't like December. Everyone loves December. So I hope your December is December-ing. Happy holidays. I wish you happy holidays and all the best. Keep safe. So I'm speaking as if I'm just ending and I've just begun. So this is Podmas episode 1. Unspoken Podcast episode 43. If I get it. Yeah. Something like that. So super excited for that. Hope you guys have been well. For the last episode, was me explaining to guys where I have been, because I had not uploaded for 4 weeks, a whole month, because this babe was busy. I was super busy, but I'm back, you guys. People are flooding my DMs. I only thought that people would be flooding my DMs when they're flirting with me or something like that. But people would flood my DMs when I'm not uploading an episode. But you know, you guys. So shout out to all those who checked up on me, but I'm good. I was just working on a project. I explained that on my previous episode. If you haven't listened to that episode called She Lives, you better go and listen to it. So Podmas episode 1. What are we talking about? I don't know. December. What's that talk about in December? Sherehe, sherehe, sherehe. Because my December started. So this is Podmas episode 1. Let me catch you guys up, because this is today's 3rd. I'm shooting this 3rd December. I started late. I was supposed to start on 1st, but I have the other episode. I'm gonna shoot all the 3 episodes today. I have to keep on track, because people are already starting Podmas, and I'm already listening to you guys. And shout out to all those who are taking part on Podmas, and all podcasters out there, better join us. So this is 3rd December, and yesterday, what has been happening for the past 72 hours of December. Let's see. Yesterday was fun. Yesterday I went to a party. Smirnoff was hosting. Smirnoff had an event, and it was so dope. I just thought, like, I've missed the nightlife. I really missed the nightlife. What have I been doing with my life? Like, I've not been going out. I don't wanna see people. Like, yo. You think I'm pregnant or I'm on my period? Yes. But yeah, that's what happened. And yo, it was so nice. I'm telling you, Bian was the main performer, and it was sort of, he's a performer. Like, he's a god. Like, he's really like a global star. Like, he's so talented. So shout out to him. It was nice to be out again and just. Up on the December, yeah. So super excited for that. But anyway, apart from that, there's something I've been struggling with. Something that I wanna share. I've been fighting some silent battles. I have a lot, and I call them silent battles because I'm not ready to speak about them. I'm not ready to talk about them. So And as they're thinking, how do you cope with fighting silent battles? You're alone, you can't tell anyone what you're going through, you can't share with anyone, because like there's some things, you know, you guys, there's some things you go through that you can't share. So that's what I've been feeling so bad, and I've been feeling overwhelmed of late. And a lot of things have been happening at the same time, and they're really overwhelming me. And I'm just thinking, this is so crazy. I don't think I have the strength to handle all these things that are coming at me. I can't, like, I've been crying. Yeah, I cried. I was crying a bit, because me, one thing about me, when I feel overwhelmed, I'll cry first, and then I will go and deal with it later. Like I saw a meme somewhere yesterday, like girls will just normalize crying. Like you set a time to cry. That's girls. You set a time to cry, like, no, I've not cried. This thing is disturbing my mind and I'm not ready. So I'll go home and cry. That's me. I'm that girl. So me, I will cry. So yesterday I was feeling so overwhelmed. And I said, tonight I must cry. Is it me? Am I okay? Or is it just me? Am I okay? Or am I abnormal? Am I just in my feelings and I'm crazy? But yeah, me, I cry when I feel overwhelmed. And so I've been fighting silent battles. Yeah, I feel so bad I can't share with you guys, but that's why they call silent battles. Yeah, so I've really been fighting them, and I don't know how to deal with them. I don't know how to, like, cope. I don't know how I'm going to, like, maybe, like, get through them. It's so overwhelming, because one thing about fighting silent battles, you have to get your way out of it. Because if they're silent battles now, that means you can't share with anyone, even your therapist. You can't share with anyone. So one thing about fighting silent battles is that you have to make your way. You have to find your way through it alone. So you have to figure it out. There's no one who's gonna come to save you if you're fighting silent battles. It's just you and you alone. So I've been thinking, how do I cope with fighting these battles? Because it has been not to small things. Don't even misunderstand me, that I'm here exaggerating, that it's just been like just those two small bumps in life, and then I'm here coming that it's silent battles. No, it's been really things that are close to me, you know, things that are dear to me, then they're going sideways, they're going the way I don't want them to be, and then that's just, it's so crazy and I hate it. So I was just thinking, sasa nitajisaidiaje jamaa, nitajisaidiaje na maybe some speaker out there who's listening and is like, okay sis, yeah, I'm also fighting this, I also have this silent battle that I'm going through, and I don't even know how to cope with it. So I was thinking, Kai, sasa, what are we supposed to do when you're fighting this battle, child? So I did some research. I think there's some things that resonated with, like, when you're fighting silent battles, first be kind to yourself and to other people. There's a very famous quote that always says that everyone you meet is always fighting a silent battle, just be kind. Yeah, there's a quote like that. So the first thing, just be kind first to yourself, and be kind to other people, because as much as you are fighting your own silent battles, maybe the other person you are with is also fighting their own silent battles. So don't kill them to hang in a silent battle, Zach. Everyone to struggle with their own silent battles. So just be kind to yourself, be kind to the other person, to everyone. Just be kind to people around you, to anyone you meet. So I'm just being kind to myself, and I'm like, I was so angry at myself yesterday, you guys. I wish I could tell you what happened. I was so angry. I was like, what the heck, what is wrong with you? Like, me nakusumbanga wewe, me nafanyanga wewe dem. So nilikuwa naambia, like, I was so angry with myself, and then like, at the end of sasa leo nimekandikiji consult, like, sasa wewe, like, if I don't be kind to myself, then am I even really doing justice to myself? So just be kind to yourself. It's gonna get better, I promise. And shout out to my good friend Benja Najija, Benjamin Odeng. He's a very good friend of mine, and he was gonna come to this podcast, not this episode. There's an episode you're supposed to do with him, there's an episode, and then he couldn't show up because he's also fighting some own battles of his own. And I feel for you, Benjamin. This is my message to you. I feel for you, and I promise you things are gonna get better. Things are gonna get better. So just hold on there, okay? Just hold on. Benjamin is a good friend of mine. He's my number one fan. Benja, if you know, Benjamin is my number one fan. He's the biggest fan of this podcast. I swear, there is no big fan of this podcast than Benja. He's a very big fan of this podcast. And shout out to you, Benja. I hope you get better. Things are gonna be better. I promise. And I'm praying for you. So I hope you'll be okay. You're gonna be okay. I know you're gonna be okay. So shout out to you, Benja. And shout out to all people, all Benjas out there, or anyone who's just fighting any silent battle. It's gonna be okay. I promise. So be kind to yourself. Another thing is celebrate your small successes. Celebrate your small successes. Because in the midst of all those silent battles you're fighting, I'm so sure there's something good. Yeah, I'm so sure there's something good. There's just something good that's happening in your life. There's just an answered prayer somewhere inside. So celebrate those small successes. Don't just dwell on those two battles. Like even me, I was telling yesterday my world was crashing down. My world yesterday was just crashing on my, like, it was just everything. I was so overwhelmed. I cried. So, and then in the midst of all that, I just thought, but I managed to do this. As much as this was the outcome for this other matter, I managed to do this. So that's something. At least but then yesterday I was so overwhelmed. Let me tell you guys for free. Yesterday I was so overwhelmed. I even decided I'm not even doing podcast. I'm like, who am I? Like, I'm not even in a good place to go up there and on the mic and just talk there and try to maybe give someone advice or just try to give someone hope. And me, myself, my life is crashing. My life is crumbling. I was crying. So I felt like, I think I'm not good enough for that. I'm not even in a good place for that. And no, I'm not going back there. No. Shindo. So I decided to celebrate your small successes. I decided, as much as this is bad, as much as this other side of my world is crashing, this side is good, this side is better. So celebrate your small successes. Another thing is, of course, change your negative thoughts. Of course. I know you're gonna be tempted. I am too. When you're fighting those silent battles, you're always thinking of something negative, like you're stressed up. Of course, you're so stressed up, so you're thinking of some negative things, that why did this happen to me? But keep it positive. Just be positive. Just a bit. You're gonna see the change. Like me today, now when I'm panic shoot confidently. You can't even think that I'm going through something. You can't. You know, I'm smiling and all. You can't know. So fake it till you make it. If you need to, and resilience, yo, that is a very tough lesson that I'm learning. The art of resilience, being resilient, yo, it's crazy, but it's really a good. Is it a virtue? Yeah, it's a virtue. Something. It's really a good virtue to have. It's a good virtue to have, being resilient. Because as much as the world will throw you this, you're resilient and say, yes, I'm gonna show up. Yes, I'm gonna do this. You just be resilient. Like I'm even telling you guys, me the past 2 days have been, the world has been crashing. Like I was telling you, I was not even. I had planned that I'm not now doing this podcast, but I've just told myself. So what does podcast have to do with the problem that I'm dealing with? What does unspoken have to do with something that I'm dealing with? So I have to show up for unspoken. Another thing is say affirmations. I know it may sound cliche and all, but affirmations work. I always tell you guys, affirmations work. As much as you're fighting those silent battles, just wake up and say, I got this. Today's gonna just affirm, just affirm it to yourself. You know, everything doesn't always go the way you want to, and I'm learning that the hard way. Like, I had all this planned out for, I had a project that I'm working on, and I had everything planned out. There's something I really wanted to do, like, before the year ends, and had everything planned out, but things didn't go the way I wanted. So I'm just like, okay, that happened, but I'm still affirming, like, no, okay, this didn't happen, but I believe this is gonna happen. I know that this is gonna happen at the right time. So affirm, you guys, do those affirmations. Shout out to Lydia KM for making us all start affirmations. So shout out to her. Yeah, shout out to you, Lydia. And then gather your tools. So. I hope, I guess those things, those small. I don't, you know, this is podcast, so I don't just, I don't wanna like have long episodes. I just wanna keep them short, maximum 15 minutes. Yeah, maximum 15. I don't wanna put a lot of episodes. So yeah, to shout out to everyone out there who's fighting their silent battle. I hope those few tips really help you out and get you in the December mood. Yeah, I hope. And if you're fighting any silent battle, let me just tell you that everything's gonna be okay. Just hold on, just take it easy and just hang on, hang in there, everything is gonna be okay, promise you. So happy holidays, happy December. And by the way, I was even supposed to start with this, you guys, Unspoken Podcast made it to breakout podcasts, breakout creators of the year 2023 in Spotify. Me, Unspoken Podcast, we made it. Breakout creators of the year 2023 in Spotify. Spotify Wrapped is out, by the way. It was out on Thursday, the long awaited Spotify Wrapped. And I was just looking at the analytics and I was like, yo, it's getting crazy. I was like, Mungu bariki wengine. Umenichosha na baraka. So it was so nice. So shout out, but that is all because of you speakers for the support, for listening, just clicking on that episode and listening to it. Look at me, we made it to breakout creators of the year 2023 in Spotify. Ask about me. So shout out to you guys. We keep on keeping on, we keep creating. And Podmas 1, that's Podmas 1 for you guys. It's a wrap. So if you're fighting silent battles, be kind to yourself and just hang in there. So I hope you enjoyed this episode 1 of Podmas and episode 4.